Bonus Playhouse presents Dark Lullaby, an episodic musical podcast written by Serene Dominic. Episode 4, Rhymes with Vendetta.
Now I was second-guessing, third, fourth, and fifth-guessing myself over whether there was an actual good choice I could have made here. When an interstate pimp and a potential felon like Roscoe Des Moines gives you a lift, then he dies in his car with a suitcase full of money, the only logical thing to do was not to wait for the police to sort it out, but to assume Roscoe's identity, right? No, I'm sunk. Someone will find me out, and I'll go to prison for 30 years because I can't afford an attorney, and one will be appointed for me by the state of New York, and now he's late for my appeal because he can't find any available parking.
Hello, sir. Welcome to Texaco.
I'm too good looking to go to prison.
Easy does it, Fredo. I was just gonna ask you if you wanted unleaded or premium. Now who gets the top bunk?
I just remembered I got jury duty.
Unleaded then for you?
Yes, unleaded. Lots of it. I needed to get some semblance of a grip. Come on, Reynolds. You can do this. Stop for food. Don't say much. Don't make eye contact. Get to Pasadena without incident. I wish I could just shut up the voices in my head giving me around-the-clock counseling. Just then, when I thought I was going to start following their advice, I saw this poor, pitiful girl looking like Lot's wife. Lot's wife, you remember, the dame in the Old Testament who got turned into a pillar of salt for getting too nosy and giving Gomorrah a last look-see. Just then, some twinge of humanity kicked in, and I forgot my troubles and thought of helping her. I wasn't thinking with my libido for once, so I asked her. So where you heading?
That depends. Where are you headed?
Pasadena.
That'll do fine.
Okay, hop on in. Say, I just bought a sandwich for the road up ahead, and if you're hungry, I can go back in the Quickie Mart and get you one, too.
Thanks, mister, but I ain't a cheapskate. If I want a damn sandwich, I can buy it myself.
Whew. Cool your jets, sister. I was just offering.
Thanks, but no. I'd offer to chip in for gas, but it looks like you're making out all right.
Yeah, I guess I am at that. Yeah, I don't need your money, but I could sure use some company.
All right, but don't expect me to be a chatterbox out of the gate. I'm tired.
Nice to meet you, too. My name's Roscoe.
You don't sound too sure of yourself, Roscoe.
No, it's Roscoe, all right. What's your name, I'm wondering?
It's Lindetta.
Lindetta, huh?
Yeah, is that okay?
Oh, sure. Lindetta's a great name. It's right up there with Hortense and Agatha.
It's a little antiquated, I will admit. It came to my mother in a dream, she always said. Never told me what kind of dream it was.
It must have been a doozy. Hey, you might not want a sandwich, but I got some snacks over here in case you feel a little bit peckish on the road. Just don't bite my head off.
Malamars? Charleston chews? These are some whimsical snacks for a serious mug such as yourself.
I got a sweet tooth that keeps my sourpuss in check. You could help yourself to whatever you like.
I'm not hungry. Besides, I'd probably spiral into toxic shock eating something so pink early in the day.
Why, ain't you a lady?
What are you angling at, bub?
Nothing.
You know, it's only the fish that keeps his mouth shut that never gets caught. Maybe I'll have one or two of these Lorna Doones, as long as you're not saving them for Grandma.
Help yourself. Grandma's dead. Much as she tried to come off hard, Lindetta had a marshmallow center, which would explain her soft spot for scooter pies. She was just a scared and hungry kid, too many miles from any kind of home. Once Lindetta began to nod off, a calm came over me. The feeling of doing someone a good turn made me feel, well, like myself again. I wasn't really a bad guy. Maybe none of this was really my fault. Maybe there was some benevolent supreme being guiding my destiny. Someone that had sent down Lindetta as an angel to point me in the right direction. Maybe everything was gonna be alright. At least I thought so. Until Lindetta raised her head like a boa constrictor and then started screaming like a woman possessed.
What did you do with Roscoe's body?
What? I don't know what you're talking about, Lindetta.
You heard me. What did you do with Roscoe's body? Is it in the trunk? Oh,
what do you mean I'm Roscoe? How could I be in the
trunk? This is Roscoe's Cadillac and you ain't him, mister. What'd you do with his body? Dump him in the ravine and cover him with
snake? No! You're crazy!
Yeah, and then you put rocks in his pockets so he would sink faster. Don't bother to deny it. I'm clairvoyant.
I thought you said your name was Lindetta.
You're an even bigger stooge than I thought. You think you can put on one of Roscoe's hats and get away with assuming his identity? Who are you really? And don't bother showing me Roscoe's driver's license. I'm on to you!
Hey, where did you get that gun?
You shouldn't keep firearms near your snacks. They'll spoil.
Listen.
Zip it.
I don't like you, mister. You got a fidgety face. When you lie, you squirm all over the place. I don't like you, mister. Whatever you do, I know that the feds have got the bloodhounds out on you.
Nice to meet you, too. My name's Roscoe.
Let my logic sink down in me. I'm the only brain you've got. And I don't like you, mister. You're back in the room. Santa Cinto has a chair. Looks especially
We will return to Onus Playhouse, Dark Lullaby, after a word from our sponsor.
Hello, this is Serene Dominic. In these difficult days we're all facing because of the pandemic, we find ourselves cooped up with our furry little pooches. If you're looking for something to make their tails wag, gather them around the computer or your entertainment center and watch LeashTV.com. That's right, Townsley. Now you can have Fido-friendly programming on demand as LeashTV.com streams tail-wagging entertainment for your faithful pup on your computer 24/7, 365 days a year. LeashTV.com. Since we're all going to the dogs, we
Might as well keep them entertained. Thank you.
We now return you to Onus Playhouse, Dark Lullaby.
I'll ask you nice again. Who are you?
All right. My name is Tom. Tom Reynolds.
Well, Reynolds, from what I can see, you're just a two-bit hood who's gonna wind up in the slammer for making a dumb mistake like killing Roscoe.
Look, you gotta believe me. It was all an accident. For all I know, he could have been dead hours before that. The pills he was popping like there were breath mints could have topped him. So what are you gonna do? Throw me into the police?
I oughta. But frankly, me and Johnny Law don't see eye to eye on a great many things. And I loathed Roscoe even more than I loathe you. I could give a hoot if pond vermin have already eaten his flesh away.
Roscoe says you pulled a gun out on him. That Lady Remington you're holding.
I only use it as self-defense.
So why are you pointing the gun at me? I mean you no harm. Same as I meant no harm to Roscoe. Before, killing him accidentally.
Roscoe. I should have shot off his low-hanging fruit for what he tried to pull on me. He tried to brand me as his merchandise with a cigarette lighter that doubles as a hot poker. I'll take off my blouse if you don't believe me.
Keep your shirt on, sis. Why should I believe you? You won't even give my truth a fair hearing.
Okay, Reynolds. You have the floor.
Okay, so Roscoe's asleep. And there's this deer just standing there in the middle of the road. So I slammed on the brakes. We swerved to the right and spun out into a ditch. Then the deer finally decided to make a move.
That's the biggest cock and bull story I ever heard. You're gonna tell me you risked getting the pair of you killed and ruining this car just to save Bambi?
Well, to tell you the truth, I sort of backed over Bambi and crushed her stupid little skull pulling out of the ditch.
What?
I thought she was gone. It was dark and she was all hunched over.
You're pathetic.
So what are you gonna do?
Do? Well, first, we are gonna sell this fine auto.
We? What do you mean, we?
I'm gonna become your business partner.
What? I got no business with you.
I need a partner, and you're it. We're gonna sell this car and split the profits 70-30.
What kind of a partner do you think I am that I'm gonna take less than 50-50?
A silent partner if you know what's good for you. Don't forget, I can turn you over to the feds. They've got sizzler seating in San Jacinto Prison that'll turn your rump from medium to rare to well done in about a minute and a half. The way I figure it, Reynolds, I have you over a barrel.
Lucky me.
We pull into Cali. You pretend to be my husband. Shut your yap whenever you're not needed, and we could get book value for this tank. Ought to be at least $8,000 or $9,000. And I happen to know Roscoe was carrying some bank with him. He said he was gonna bet $3,000 and turn it into $9,000 at Del Mar.
I suppose you're gonna wanna split that 70-30.
I've got the gun. That automatically gives me the majority vote. But I'm not without compassion. No, we'll split that 90-10.
Yeah, that's a relief. I thought you were gonna take it all. And then she said,
I don't wanna be a hog.
We got a room at a roadside motel called the Blue Willow, just outside of Phoenix. We stopped for a few drinks first, which softened Lindetta up a little, as much as you can expect the Wicked Witch of the West to soften without melting. Well, what are you waiting for? You're standing there like a lummox.
Aren't you gonna carry me across the threshold?
You afraid you're gonna step on some roaches or something?
You dope! We're supposed to be man and wife, or have you forgotten how you signed the register, Mr. Des Moines? You almost blew it! Picking a fight over how to spell Des Moines with a U and a Y, duh!
You're the one that almost blew it. What was that business twisting the skin on the back of my neck?
I was trying to prevent you from saying something stupid. To the desk clerk, it just looked like a love pinch.
Love pinch? Now I know how much Mo must have loved Curly.
I'm amazed that the clerk took one look at Roscoe's driver's license and believed it was you.
He bought that vitiligo story hook, line, and sinker.
Forget that. We've got to really throw ourselves into this husband and wife backstory. While you were driving, I scribbled down some pertinent notes about our married life together. And wipe that New York smirk off your face. We're from the Midwest.
But we've got Jersey license plates.
Just read the script, will ya?
Next time, on Dark Lullaby, Reynolds and Lindetta try to pass themselves off as a married couple, but can't seem to stop fighting.
Fine. I was just being nice to you. You can go to blazes for all I care. Just don't entertain any thoughts of sneaking out of here with the car in the middle of the night. I got the car keys where you'll never find them.
Next to your heart.
Don't forget, Yellow Belly, I also have the gun, so I call all the shots. I only meant that figuratively.
Be with us next time for episode 5, The Peak of Boo, on Onus Playhouse, Dark Lullaby. The part of Tom Reynolds was played by Serene Dominic. The part of the gas station attendant was played by Anthony LaChase. The part of Lindetta was played by Dana Renee Donovan. Lindetta's singing was performed by Sheridan Wood. All songs were written by Serene Dominic and performed by San Jacinto Prison Band. original cast album available on Onus Records. Dark Lullaby was directed by Sherry Amore and Serene Dominic. Dark Lullaby, score by Steve Aceta. Fashions by Botany 5000. This is your announcer, Kevin Von Brubaker, speaking.